16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg traveled to the Pine Ridge Reservation over the weekend. She joined another young activist, Takata Iron Eyes, who is involved in the 2016 protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Together, the two young activists talked climate change, and SDPB's China Lockett was there. She joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio to tell us more about this weekend's event and how it's continuing on through today. China, thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. So tell us, just to start off, set the scene a little bit, what went on this weekend?
Yeah, so it was pretty last minute, but Greta Thunberg actually stopped by the Pine Ridge Reservation and gave a presentation to a crowd of about 200 very excited people. She was greeted with comments like, you're wonderful and we appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for stopping and you have a lot of courage. Very nice, happy crowd. Mm-hmm. And then she spoke about her activism with Takana in front of the crowd. And it's really kind of crazy to see these two young 16-year-old girls speaking to all of these adults. And they're very, very eloquent, much more eloquent than I am.
And these young women have a lot to say about not just climate change and these issues, but about democracy and about mobilizing. Tell us a bit about this first clip you've brought us from Greta.
Yeah, absolutely. So something that they agreed on that they both reiterated during their about an hour-long presentation was the importance of mobilizing, which is great because that's what Greta's been doing. And that's also what Takata's been doing, too. She started out at the No Dapple protest up in Standing Rock in 2016-2017, which was led by youth activists. And since then, she's been continuing her work with environmental and Native American rights and missing and murdered Indigenous women activism. So they both believe that if you get enough people together, you can change people's mind because we live in democracies. They both do.
And here we have this clip from Greta about that importance of mobilizing.
Because right now, it may not seem like it, but we are actually the ones. We are the ones who have the power. And if we use that power in a good way, then we can accomplish anything. So we need to fight, and we need to show them what really matters to us, and that this is a matter of life and death for many people. To mobilize and organize, it is so extremely important in times like these. There's so incredibly much one individual can do, and if it's one thing, then mobilize and organize yourself and try everything you can to push in the right direction. We need everyone to push from every possible angle into the right direction. Because if we start doing that, then we have won.
That's Greta Thunberg speaking at Red Cloud Indian School over the weekend. China, tell us a bit how Greta and Takata met.
Yeah, so they both met when they were lobbying Congress in Washington, D.C. Greta came down to the States on a sailboat just a couple of weeks ago because she doesn't believe that she should be flying because of the environmental impact planes have. Mm-hmm. And Takata is actually no stranger to Washington, D.C. herself. She spoke at the Women's March a couple of years ago in Washington, D.C., gave a presentation on missing and murdered Indigenous women, Native rights, and environmental activism. So they were both down there lobbying Congress, and at the presentation, they both kind of gushed over each other and said how excited they were to meet each other and somebody else who's 16 years old and talking to adults in Washington, D.C. about what they want to see.
a unique way to form a friendship and a relationship. I know we also have a clip, our next one from Greta, talking about relationship.
We need to realize that everything is related, and we are related to each other, and we should not see each other as groups of us and them, but as a whole us, because we are depending on each other in so many different ways. We are depending on nature, and we are also connected to nature, and we need to see the planet and nature as something which has a value of its own that we cannot own and exploit, I mean, as we want, and it's just so important how we perceive the world.
Now, China, I can't help but notice the relation in that part of the speech about how everything's related to mm-hmm. this Lakota perspective
yes.
of we are all relatives, all my relations. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned in the start that she was warmly received, but tell us a bit more about how Greta was received in the Pine Ridge community.
Everybody in the Pine Ridge community who spoke to her seemed pretty excited about it. There was a lot of talk about the pipeline protest because the DAPL protest in Standing Rock was a very big deal for, from what I hear from a lot of people in the Native community. It was a huge deal to them, and they were standing up trying to get clean drinking water. Well, this is what Greta is also pushing for with her own activism. So I feel like there's kind of a connection between the crowd and Greta because they shared a common interest, which is saving the environment. And that's also what Takata believed. So they did have a lot of similar crossovers. But Greta, when she specifically said that we are all related and that the planet is related, yeah, that's a traditional cultural belief from Lakota people. So mm-hmm. it's very interesting.
Right. And it's easy to forget sometimes now that we have this young Swedish girl in the headlines that this climate movement has roots with indigenous leaders. So
yes.
I want to hear a little bit more from Takata. What does she have to say about this movement?
Takata is hoping that the Keystone XL pipeline is going to not be built. She doesn't want the water to be polluted.
Mm-hmm.
She's already talked about oil spills from the Dakota Access Pipeline, which have happened, I think, a little bit over 10 times. So far, they've been minor oil spills, last I heard. So she's hoping to prevent further damage.
And here we have some more from Takata Iron Eyes about the indigenous leaders of this movement.
As people who live in the Midwest, I think that we can all pretty much agree that there's not a ton of awareness and a ton of communication about how detrimental this time right now is in regards to the climate crisis. And so to be the people who are in the streets and talking about it is going to be something that's going to be really powerful. And so we right now are looking towards the indigenous people of this land, because we are the ones who carry the blueprints for the solutions that everyone is looking for. If you are not including indigenous people in conversations and actions about solutions, the solutions that you create are not sustainable. Because as Nick said, we hold 80% of the world's biodiversity. And so the ways in which that we protect our rights, our ways of life, and our communities are directly correlated to the climate crisis.
So we're hearing about mobilization efforts, and of course we've mentioned the Keystone XL pipeline, and moving towards this event today, how did the speeches that we heard yesterday address the last legislative session's so-called riot-boosting legislation?
Right. So they actually specifically touched on the riot-boosting legislation. They're both against it because they both believe that they should be mobilizing and people should be in the streets, obviously. And they think that that is stifling their rights. Today, they have planned an event to go walk from the banned shell at Memorial Park in Rapid City down to the mayor's office. I think it starts in about 5 minutes here. I'll be here shortly after this interview. they're going to march the mayor's office and protest against the Keystone XL pipeline and draw awareness to climate change all at the same time. So, I mean, obviously they're against it and they're taking steps to show that they don't believe in the riot boosting bill.
SDPB's China Lockett telling us about climate activism in South Dakota. China, thanks so much for bringing this. We're going to let you get to that rally coverage.
Right on. Thank you, Jackie.